Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Oh, you want me to start? Well, it's fall. I love fall. Nicest time of the year. You know, we're not burning up. We're not freezing yet. So, you know, the only thing we're noticing, and we were talking about this a minute ago, daylight savings time is giving us a little challenge as we get used to the clocks being moved an hour. But that doesn't change what we help people do every day of the year, except Sundays and Saturdays and holidays. We help people protect the money that they have worked 30, 40, 50 years so that they could maintain a lifestyle in retirement. And I thought about that driving in this morning. What would I really hate to do when I'm retired? And my answer was, I'd hate to change my lifestyle. I'd hate to have to not be able to go where I wanted, when I wanted. I'd hate to not be able to go enjoy the restaurants that I like. I'd hate to not be able to go see some entertainment venues.
And travel, how do you, travel.
Yeah. And you know, we are living in a new world right now because of what COVID did. It's crippling us with inflation right now. And that is an absolute killer. Victoria was talking to me before we came in the studio this morning and talking about the fact that the Federal Reserve is absolutely committed to getting inflation down to a target of about 2%. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to happen overnight.
And Gary, they have no plans right now to not continue to raise those interest rates.
Well, they have to. We can't live with an 8% increase in our cost of goods every year. You were talking to me last night about the price of a turkey for Thanksgiving. $50?
$55. And hams, for a 10-pound ham, is $41 for a 10-pound ham.
Goodness.
So it really comes down to, are you doing the math so that you can maintain your lifestyle? Because that's what we really care about. We care about our health. We care about inflation. We care about world events. But when you get down to it, the thing we really care about most is what's right around us. Do we really want to have to eat less, travel less, spend less money? Do we really want to worry every day about whether our money is going down in value? Here, perfect example, if you've got $100,000 in a savings account, inflation has eaten away $8,000 of that this year, $8,000. And if you've got $200,000, it's eaten $16,000. If you're lucky enough to have $400,000, it's eaten $32,000 away for your buying power. So when we say, when is the right time to do something, the right time to do something is when you've got issues that you've got to deal with. And the absolute worst thing that you can do is nothing. Nothing. You know, $32,000, if you've got $400,000 in an account, and that's very common for people to have that today, I can show you right now how to negate 60% of that loss with a stroke of a pen. And that's a guarantee. I'm not going to tell you the interest rate, but you can figure, divide 5 by 8, that's 60%. And that's what we can do right away. If you want something that's just absolutely guaranteed, and I always say it's guaranteed by the faith and integrity and stability of the companies we work with, but it's the same way at a bank. You know, a bank is FDIC insured. But the point is, don't do nothing. Nothing is just assuring you that the money that you have available to maintain your lifestyle is going to be worth less.
What you can do is pick up the phone, take some action. Call Relax and Retire Financial Services and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. Just look at your options. Get a portfolio review. Pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And go to our website, relaxretire.com. Basic information is there about things you should think about in retirement. I think the most important question that I ask a potential client when they sit down with me is, what do you want your money to do? And it's a simple question. What do you want your money to do? Do you want your money to be there to pay for your lifestyle? Do you want your money to grow? Do you want to put some risk with your money, or do you want to take less risk with your money? But that's the question you have to ask yourself. What do you want your money to do? And once we start talking about that, then we can look at different options for what you want your money to do for you. And maintain your lifestyle.
And Gary, you're right. You're talking about inflation eating away at your retirement savings. But another thing that's been eating away is the market volatility.
Absolutely.
So what are you watching at this point or suggesting when you're meeting with people in the office to pay attention to?
Well, I'm suggesting that they look at their risk tolerance. How much are you willing to risk? And here's the question. How much are you willing to lose before it hurts? Again, if you've got $100,000, are you willing to lose $8,000 to take a risk? Or do you want to be a little riskier? Are you willing to lose $16,000? Now, most of our clients say, well, I don't want to lose anything. And, you know, we can show you how to not lose, but the more important thing is just not losing in today's environment is not enough, because just not losing is staying where you are, and then inflation is still taking away 8% of what you've got. So it's important when you're looking at retirement income to find a place where it has the potential to grow. And if you start young enough, you can have a pretty good retirement income that is guaranteed to grow every single year, regardless of what the stock market does. It will grow every year, and the dollars that you're going to have available for retirement will grow every single year. And when you do elect to start that lifetime income is never going to go away. Not like a Social Security check, where if you're married and both of you are collecting Social Security, one of those checks goes away when one of you pass. In our strategy, the income never goes away. You'll have an income that's guaranteed for both your lives for as long as you live, and whatever you don't use goes on to whoever you name as a beneficiary.
And Gary, we have been noticing that the pandemic, inflation, and even some of the recent market declines have affected some individuals' retirement incomes. You know, back in 2019, the median retirement income was over $56,000 a year. Well, today that number has fallen to $46,000. So as the market goes, so can your retirement income. Is there a way that we can build retirement income that is not affected by the ups and downs of the stock market?
Well, absolutely. And that's what we do every day for clients. We take IRAs, 401ks, we take the money from those strategies and put them in a strategy where you cannot lose like they're losing right now in the stock market. Most people's portfolios right now are down anywhere from 15 to 20%. That's down. That means if you have $100,000, you're down $15,000 to $20,000. And first of all, just to get back to where you were, you got to make that up. I think I said last week, who wants to take a trip? And when you get there, all of a sudden you're halfway back from where you came from. Now you got to cover that same ground again. And that just means you're getting back to where you were. You're not better.
You have products that participate in the market gain, not the losses.
We do. We use stock market indexes, and the guarantee is when that stock market index is up, you participate in that growth and then in those earnings. If the stock market index is flat or negative, you don't have any loss. So it's like sitting down at a blackjack table and only being able to win when you hit 21. When the dealer hits 21 in a blackjack table, you lose. But in our strategies, you're guaranteed never to lose money based on what's going on in the stock market.
So we encourage our radio program listeners to pick up the phone to learn more about that. Make an appointment for a consultation concerning a way to keep your retirement in check and to keep it safe. Simply call Relax and Retire Financial Services at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984. 877-251-1984.
Give us a call. Give us a call with whatever question you might have on your mind. If we can't answer it, we'll tell you we can't answer it. We don't give tax advice. We don't give legal advice, but we have strategic partners where if you have that kind of question, we get asked all the time, should I put our money in a trust? Well, I'm not qualified to answer that, but I know attorneys that will help you if that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes down to the first thing we do with a client. We ask them, where are you right now? Do you have a will? Do you have powers of attorney? Not that we're going to give you that advice, but as part of a comprehensive retirement plan, you have to have these things in place. Because if you don't have them in place, you're going to have to make decisions at points where you may not be comfortable about making them. We're in the business of help people relax. You know, you should be able to relax and enjoy retirement, not worry about it every day and worry if you're losing money or hoping that you're making money. You know, hope's a great thing. Hope is what drives us, but hope doesn't pay bills. Money pays bills. So retirement really comes down to math. Have you done the math so that you can look at what your expenses are, what your income is from all sources, and do you have enough to maintain that lifestyle that you've been thinking and planning for all your life?
And Gary, we're also not giving any stock advice at all either. But you do bring up a good point about making sure that everything is taken care of, especially if it's your children that are going to be taking care of your affairs a little later down the road. You know, having everything all together in one place is so much easier for them because they're not having to go to that shoebox in the corner in the living room and then having to go to the shoebox that was in your back bedroom and you've got stuff piled up to the ceiling that you've never touched and it's just somewhere in there. So it really is kind of a good strategy to go ahead and have those all in one place, have your account numbers listed out, who your carriers are with, or telephone numbers, and all of that as part of your planning. You know, you were mentioning about your risk tolerance, and that changes. I don't know too many people that even the wealthy people that you know, we come across, I don't know that I've ever heard them say, I have too much money, I don't mind losing 60% of it. Never have I ever, but there's always a time for a first, because even they are looking for ways to help protect what they've worked for. And, you know, part of the planning also goes into tax planning. And I was just reading an article, according to the Tax Policy Center, that said about 40% of all American households will pay no federal income tax this year. Well, that's kind of interesting.
40% of Americans will pay no income tax?
40% of Americans will pay no federal income tax this year. And that's probably because of the low levels of income that some of them have encountered. You know, maybe they were laid off, maybe they took a different kind of a job, but that's all part of the tax planning in retirement as well, and it might have even affected their lifestyle. So is there a way, Gary, that maybe, or that you could help explain how to remind our listeners to schedule their year-end tax review appointment for the end of the year to kind of get their financial stuff in order?
I think you always need to be thinking about that because, you know, we say in our seminars, we show a slide that shows an IRA account, and we put up on the screen, let's say you have $500,000 in that account, and it's a tax-deferred account. Well, do you really have $500,000 in that account? No, you don't. You have $500,000 minus whatever your tax rate is. If your tax rate is 20%, you've got $400,000. So don't just get comfortable looking at that pretty number sitting in there. My favorite tax rate is, guess what?
Zero.
Absolutely. Who would not love a tax rate of zero? And if you start planning early enough, and I'm talking to younger people right now, if you start planning young enough, you absolutely can create income that is not taxable when you take it out. Your tax rate will be zero.
The key is planning. So again, we encourage you to pick up the phone and call, even if you're listening on the weekend. Write this number down or call Relax and Retire Financial Services and leave a message. 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Because in planning, it's never too late to start, but the earlier you start, the more options you have.
And Gary, as part of the planning, as we are aware, that October opened up Medicare enrollment. Is that
yes,
correct?
It did.
And how much longer do you have to revisit your plan through Medicare if you want to make any changes?
You have until December 15th to review the current plan you're in and compare that to plans that have just been unveiled by the private companies. You know, Medicare, people talk about Medicare being privatized. Medicare is already partially privatized with Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplements, because Medicare doesn't pay for everything. Medicare pays for about 80% of your healthcare expenses. That means if you've got $1,000 in expenses, you're responsible for $200 of that. But by using either a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, you can offset some of those costs. That's probably the second most important thing when you're planning your lifestyle and planning to maintain the lifestyle that you want. Your healthcare cost can be low or they can be pretty high. You know, I say all the time, take care of yourself. Because the more medical care you need, the more expensive it's going to be for you in retirement. And one thing people just constantly don't think about is their longevity. You know, years ago, and I say this at our seminars, when Social Security started, the retirement age was 65. Wow, it's still 65 today. But you know what the life expectancy was back in the 1930s when Social Security was introduced? About 49. So theoretically, nobody was ever going to collect Social Security because you weren't going to live long enough. Today, our average lifespan for a man is around 85, for a woman around 87, and that's just average. That means half of us are going to live a lot longer than that, and that means you've got to plan to stretch your money for a pretty good while. You know, if you retire at 65 and you live to 90, that's 25 years. Take what you have right now, and this will kind of give you an idea of how you're doing. Take what you have saved right now and divide it by 25, and that'll give you an idea of how much income you might have to live on. You might find, and this is, again, something we do for folks when they come in, we talk about where are you getting income from? Are you getting it from Social Security? Are you getting it from pensions? Are you getting it from your savings? And if you can add that up, then we ask you, what are your monthly expenses? It's amazing how many people can sit and figure out how much they have to spend, but when you ask them how much are their expenses, well, we're not sure. You need to have a pretty good idea, because expenses don't go away in retirement.
And Gary, one of the reasons why you were mentioning the kind of questions that you're asking about how much do you have, how much income, is because it really gets down to a point maybe in your life where you have to put a care plan in place for your future. I was reading an article just the other day, and it said that most people will pay out of pocket on average for long-term care of $140,000. So you can see the importance of where your income is, how you're going to close those income gaps, and the cost of long-term care, which most people don't even have in place. And it might not be right for everyone, but it definitely is something to consider if you need it. You know, rather than having a family member come and take care of you, you know, a nurse might be able to come out and take care of you every day, but there's a cost to that, and you need to have a plan in place for that type of expense.
So once again, we encourage you to call Relax and Retire Financial Services. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. No cost, no pressure, no obligation. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And continuing on healthcare, you know, when we talk about long-term care, it starts out with a family member generally just helping to do some things for your parents or grandparents, uncles, aunts. But As you live longer, most of us will have some health condition. That's just a plain fact. Our bodies are going to wear out at some point. And long-term care gets to the point where your families either can't afford to give you that much time or just can't afford to do all the things that you need to do. And if you're fortunate enough to have saved well, you might be able to get into an assisted living facility. Average cost on those right now is about $5,000 a month. You can find some cheaper ones, and you can find more expensive ones depending on what lifestyle you want to have. A full-service nursing home is up around $100,000 to $100,000+ per year. Most people's finances can't handle that.
And those prices increase each year.
Oh, they do. That's why, as best you can, you know, stay healthy. Do everything you can, because that is part of a well-thought-out retirement plan. If you're healthy, you're going to need less medicine, less visits to the doctor, and that will help you stretch those dollars that you've worked so hard to get. I've always looked at my retirement account as my savings. And just like everybody that comes in our office, when they sit down and we ask them, what do you want your money to do for you? The first thing they say is, well, I don't want to lose it. Well, no kidding. You know, if you've worked for 30 years and you've saved $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, losing $100,000 of it that's not very attractive. So our job is to, one, help you figure out what lifestyle you want. Where do you want to be? How do you want to live those 20 or 30 years that you're probably going to have available in retirement? And how can you afford it? Have you saved enough, or is there an income gap? And the income gap is what we look for to see how we need to make people's money grow. We can grow your money. You know, growing money's easy. Keeping it's the hard part. And that's why tax planning is important. That's why thinking about the risk level you're willing to take. You know, if you're 80 years old, do you need to have 80% of your money in the stock market? I wouldn't think so, because if we have a correction like we did in 2008, our market lost 37%, and it took years, not months, years to come back. And you know, there's all this buzz right now about how our markets are going to come back pretty soon. Well, remember what you talked about at the beginning of the show. The Federal Reserve is committed to getting interest inflation back down to around 2%. And they have stated multiple times they are going to continue to raise interest rates until they see that inflation rate going down.
Yeah, their goal, Gary, is to get it back down to 2%, and they don't care how long it takes to get it there, which means we could continue to see interest rates rise. And that's important. That's extra money that we're going to be spending on our goods and services. And we might even start seeing the gasoline prices go back up. I don't know. Kind of around a certain period near the end of the month of election time periods of midterms. But you know, those are factors as well that affect the stock market performance. And again, we're not giving any market suggestions or anything, but we're just saying, just take a look. And Gary, you know, I think maybe even at some point, you just kind of have to remind yourself not to live above your means, even if it kind of like goes back to living like you were a college student again. You know, you might have had the ramen noodles or your little crock pot in there with the beans and stuff like that. And while it might not be that drastic for some people, it might just kind of be a different way of thinking in order to set aside some savings and maybe start putting aside a savings amount that might last you at least 6 months just in case of an emergency. You know, because you never know what could happen.
Right. And never just let your money sit around and do nothing. Doing nothing is the absolute worst thing you can do. Might make you feel good to say, oh, I've got $100,000 in the bank. But if, even at 2% inflation, that's $2,000 a year that's going away. Don't. And we see people every day that come in. We had a couple that came in the other day that had several hundred thousand sitting in a savings account making 1/8 of 1%. That's ridiculous. You know, when you keep what you have safe, but don't just let it sit there and do nothing for you. Then you're absolutely guaranteeing yourself that what you have in the future, you may not be able to afford, depending on what your lifestyle is. And I want everybody to have the lifestyle they want and the lifestyle you can afford.
Right, and maybe that should include a little bit more of looking at strategies for a long term.
Sure. Think about this. All our IRAs, all our 401ks are long-term strategies. You know, when you start putting money in your tax-deferred account when you're in your 30s, you can't take it out until you're almost 60, or you'll pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So when people start talking about long-term, we're already using long-term strategies. The thing that I counsel people about is don't put all your money in one basket. I know that sounds trite and so easy. Don't put all your money in a tax-deferred basket, because if your tax rates are lower when you retire, boy, you win. But how many people expect their tax rates to be lower when they retire? No, nobody that's reasonable is really believing that they're going to have a lower tax rate when you retire. Statistically, you're going to retire on about 70-80% of the income you were spending when you were working. So it's important to save as much as you can. It's important to make it grow. It's important to never lose. Losing just means you've got to get back to where you were. And our job is to help people move forward, not run backwards just to get back to where they were. Heck, if that's all I could do to somebody, I'd retire today. We are here to help you grow money and have the money that you need to live the lifestyle that you want when you retire. That's why we call our slogan, Retire Your Way. That's what we're here to help you do.
Right, so if you're interested in maintaining a healthy nest egg, pick up that phone and give us a call. We're in Fairhope. And even if you just want to talk about Medicare, pick up that phone and give us a call at 625-1226.
Thank you so much, Director of Operations Vicki Miller and Insurance Professional Gary Garner with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again, 625-1226, toll free 877-251-1984, website relaxretire.com. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine.
What about your retirement income strategy? The stock market has had a great run in the last few years, but is its current volatility making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your retirement income strategy is built to endure a financial storm?
Now is a great time to evaluate your strategy. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services at 251-625-1226. They'll examine your strategy and help you determine if it's in need of some weatherproofing. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services today at 625-1226 to schedule your no-obligation strategy session.
Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 625-1226.
Firm offers insurance services.